Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 30th, 2017. In today's news, Apex has won a contract for lift modernizations in London, a Midtown Manhattan tower has topped out, ThyssenKrupp hits a five-year high for elevator orders, and a woman in India has died after falling down an elevator shaft.
Lift manufacturer Apex Lifts has been awarded a lift modernization project from Lambeth Council to modernize 23 lifts in the London borough. As part of an existing framework agreement with the two companies, the project is part of Lambeth's wider regeneration work. All the lifts are residential buildings across three Lambeth estates. Apex describes the modernizations as, quote, major, retaining only the guide rails, brackets, and counterweights, end quote. Work is to commence in January 2018 and expected to last a year.
A 63-story, 800-foot-tall residential tower designed by Pelly Clark Pelly has topped out at 138 East 50th Street in New York City's Midtown East, New York YIMBY reports. Seruzzi Properties is the developer, and SLCE is the architect of record. Once completed, likely by the end of 2018, the building will contain 124 condominiums and 4,588 square feet of retail space within a total 253,222 square feet. Thanks to surrounding density and the building's slender terracotta and glass design, it will have a minimal impact on the local skyline.
With demand for new generation elevators and components growing, ThyssenKrupp says its annual orders are the highest in 5 years, the New Indian Express reported. The improvement comes as the company shifts towards technology and away from steelmaking, its traditional core business. For the fiscal year that ended September 30th, operating profit at the elevator unit, which caters mostly to clients in the United States and Europe with its internet-connected elevators, rose 7% to 922 million euros, or 1.1 billion U.S. dollars. This made the elevator unit ThyssenKrupp's most profitable division. ThyssenKrupp is also emphasizing its automotive components division, which accounts for its largest customer base.
A 58-year-old grandmother visiting family in Pune, India, died after a fall in an elevator shaft, the Pune Mirror reports. The woman, her daughter-in-law, and one-year-old grandson were in Pune on October 23rd and called an elevator in a residential building. When the doors opened, the victim did not notice the car was not there and stepped into the shaft, plunging from the seventh floor to her death. Family members are accusing the building owners of negligence, but the owners said the elevator was regularly maintained and in working order. An investigation is ongoing. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.